welcome back. This is for the second side of the mixtape reading. I'll just repeat. It's a quarterly reading series. There's always a side A and a side B, and it comes with a free zine, which has all of the things that people read in it. And this time there's two extra special zines. This is one of them. So it's white instead of blue. You can color it in. The first reader for this side is going to be Shannon Perry, who also made awesome.
Hello? Is everybody here today?
Great.
So, I'll just start with you. This one is called Say. You are not what you say. You cannot say what you are, unless you are to say, I am an animal who speaks of who I am. Or unless you say, I am a man, or at least I identify that way. Or, look at me, I am a human making word sounds with my mouth, saying about how I'm a certain kind of sapien. I wise crack homo erectus, because I am funny. Or so I say. I say that I've got no idea what's going on in your life, but it's okay, I choose to love you, or so I say. This is called Let the Old Barns Fall Slow. Let the old barns fall slow, on and into tall grass. Slower than we remember growing up, and over the course of 100 years. Let mites eat the planks of wood until they are piles of light brown sugar beneath stiff, unharvested wheat canopies. Let the old barns fall slow. Let my heart become light from giving its mass, watching buildings collapse, loving them as they went because they are going, because they were here, blind to the smallness of their movements downward, but knowing they existed. I saw them. The fun thing about poetry readings is that in between them, nobody claps. This is called Job. If you go to work each day and come home and turn off your brain, assuming that you've earned the right to do so by going to a job, it's not that you are wrong. It is just that you are only employed here on Earth. This one is called Exploding. I am exploding, and my guts are flying everywhere, and my blood is hitting you in the face. And pieces of my brain are being eaten by pigeons, and my bones are being carved by artists into ornate furniture and jewelry, and my skin is a leather bag over a handful of shoulders, and my hair is a filter for breath of words not said and emotions avoided, and my lungs are life preservers for those too proud to get into the boat, and my fingers are sirens wailing on the flatlands of Oklahoma where I've never been. And my heart beats and breaks and sputters blood and air towards eyes peering into it, like a straw sucking at the icy bottom of a paper McDonald's cup. And my eyes cry and lie and go blind, and I am dead. And my pieces are dispersed, and I am gobbled up, and there is peace. This one's called Fake It. Don't fake it till you make it, or you'll have to start all the way over doing it for real. This one's called Black Orange. When you feel yourself get pulled out in front of you, like a bedsheet ghost sideways, towards and trying to be already at where you are going, instead of inside you here and though you are in motion, and it makes you stop looking at the tops and windows of buildings in a way of actual registry, of notice and float stunned of the original black orange dye that August evening makes on bricks. And you become transparent. And you remember that just right there, and there, and there, is where you are supposed to be just now. But just for that second, now past. Then you had better pull your ghost back in, or you will miss all that glowing. next one's called Mental Time Travel, and this is something that I learned to do when I was 5, and it really works. I can travel through time in my mind, go from here until there, almost right now. All I have to do is make a mental note to my future self. Hey, me, when this thing finally takes place, take a moment to acknowledge me, your past self. And at that point, we will be connected. Me in the future, who remembers me right now, who will then be in the past. Both beings for a moment pausing for the other. It is mental time travel. And in this way, the future I long for can be right now. And the moments I want to last forever, from a certain perspective, can. This is called pause. If the velocity at which we spill forward, spun and orbiting, determines also on another plane the rate of time passing, insinuating malleability, I do not know, flying and hurtling through space, why one could not at any moment decide to stop, a soul or consciousness, regardless of Earth, to pause and walk like Tron, a 2D, 3D thing, out on the black. Not your body or the world tangibly, no, but in your mind to slow and stop them, yes. To put a grid in the void if you need, or breadcrumbs like stars, and then walk in whatever direction. Home is only on the other side of eyelids. This one's called Family. Breakfast with failed and unfailed family members. Grandma wants to kiss on the lips, an exertion of power. I say no, but accept the $16. I will buy gas. Papa's hearing aid feeds back like a microphone someplace. Whee! He used to work for the most important companies, back whenever, before they became compulsive gamblers. Breakfast is on them. This Sheridan used to be a Hilton. The table settings are excessively shaped, and the lobby ATM is in a cherry wood box. Eggs Benedict is Seb Denny's on a gargantuan rectangular plate. The adults pretend that the next generation doesn't not care about what they think. I am unshowered, judgmental. Mom cheats on her diet. I smoke and shut up, and the rest of them do whatever. Suburbia. This is my last one. It's called I-N. I in bed, in a pink dress, in sun. I in a hill, in trees, infatuated. I in a mind, in case, inside. I on foothills, junkies, in air. I instead, in my head, I read. I fell out, was wrong, and dead. I in the country, in a room I stopped. I in stride, wide-eyed, undyed. I move down, brown I sound. I in home, alone ahead. I in bed, red shirt without dread.